أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ. We have already talked about the first verse. Today, we will talk about the second verse, Allahus Samad. It can be translated as, Allah is independent of all, and all are dependent on Him. When we look at this word in Arabic, the word Samad, the root word Samad, we find that it is very comprehensive and vast in meaning. Based upon these lexical meanings of the word As-Samad in the verse Allah Samad, we look at what Sahaba Ikram and Tabi'in and the later scholars have said about this. Hadrat Ali, Ikrima, and Ka'b Ahbar have said, Samad is he who has no superior. Hadrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Abbas, and Abu Wail Shaqiq bin Salama have said that Samad means the chieftain whose chieftaincy is perfect and of the most extraordinary kind. Another view of Ibn Abbas about the word Samad is that Samad is he to whom the people turn when afflicted with the calamity. Yet another view, the chieftain who in his chieftaincy, in his nobility and glory, in his clemency and forbearance, in his knowledge and wisdom is perfect. Hadrat Abu Huraira have said, Samad is he who is independent of all and all others are dependent on him. There are some other views of Ikrima in which he said, Samad is he from whom nothing ever has come out, nor normally comes out, who neither eats nor drinks. Now the views containing the same meanings have also been related from Shabi and Muhammad bin Ka'b al-Karzai. Another scholar, Sadi, has said that Samad means the one to whom the people turn for obtaining the things they need and for help in hardships. Sa'id bin Jubair have said that Samad means he who is perfect in all his attributes and works. Rabi bin Jubair have said about this word, its meaning, he who is immune from every calamity. Muqatil bin Hiyan says, he who is faultless. Ibn Kaysan have said, he who is exclusive in his attributes. Hasan Basri and Qatada have said about this word, that Samad means he who is ever living and immortal. Similar views have been related from Mujahid, Mu'ammar, and Murad al-Hamadani. Murad al-Hamadani has another view in which he has said, Samad is he who decides whatever he wills and does whatever he wills without there being anyone to revise his judgment and decision. Another scholar, Ibrahim Nakhai, have said, the Samad means he to whom the people turn for fulfillment of their desires. Abu Bakr al-Ambari has said about Samad, the meaning of Samad, there is no difference of opinion among the lexicographers that Samad is the chief who has no superior and to whom the people turn for fulfillment of their desires and needs and in connection with other affairs. Similar to it is the view of Az-Zajjaj, who says, Samad is he in whom leadership has been perfected and to whom one turns for fulfillment of one's needs and desires. Now, let us consider why Allahu Ahad has been said in the first verse of Surah Al-Ikhlas and why Allahu Samad in the second. About the word Ahad, we have already given a lecture separate to this one. As explained in that lecture, it is exclusively used for Allah. The word Ahad is exclusively used for Allah and no one else. That is why it has been used as Ahad in the indefinite sense. But since the word Samad is used for creatures also, Allah Samad has been said instead of Allah Samad, which signifies that real and true Samad is Allah alone. If a creature is Samad in one sense, it may not be Samad in some other sense, for it is mortal, not immortal. It is analyzable and divisible. It is compound. Its parts can scatter away any time. Some creatures are dependent upon it, and upon others it is dependent. Its chieftaincy is relative and not absolute. It is superior to certain things, and certain other things are superior to it. It can fulfill some desires of some creatures, but it is not in the power of any creature to fulfill all the desires of all the creatures. On the contrary, Allah is perfect in his attributes of Samad in every respect. The whole world is dependent upon him in its needs, but he is not dependent upon needs. Everything in the world turns to him, consciously or unconsciously, for its survival and for fulfillment of the needs of everyone. He is immortal and ever-living. He sustains others and is not sustained by anyone. He is single and unique, not compound so as to be analyzable and divisible. His sovereignty prevails over the entire universe, and he is supreme in every sense. Therefore, he is not only Samad, but As-Samad, that is, the only and one being who is holy and perfectly qualified with the attribute of Samad in the true sense. Then, since he is As-Samad, it is necessary that he should be unique, one and only, for such a being can only be one, which is not dependent upon anyone and upon whom everyone else may be dependent. Two or more beings cannot be self-sufficient and fulfillers of the needs of all. Furthermore, his being As-Samad also requires that he alone should be the deity, none else, for no sensible person would worship and serve the one who had no power and authority to fulfill the needs of others. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.